Alaskans, wherever you are, welcome to the Must Read Alaska Show, coming to you from somewhere in Alaska. This is the place where we talk about, you guessed it, Alaska, where we keep the mainstream media on their toes, and where we are standing up for what's right in a world run by leftists. You can find out more by heading over to mustreadalaska.com, and also checking out the Must Read Alaska YouTube channel for some really great content. But first, let's get this party started.
Welcome, everybody, to the Must Read Alaska Show. I'm your host, John Quick, coming to you live from somewhere in Alaska. I hope everybody's having a phenomenal day today, and it is a little bit sunny today, which is awesome. We got a doubleheader today. Earlier today, we had Senator Mike Schauer on, and today we have a very special guest. But before I get into that, I want to thank everybody that listens, watches, and reads Must Read Alaska. If you want to help keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska, just go to mustreadalaska.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a little donate button. Every $5, $10, $100 helps keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska. If you want to sponsor the Must Read Alaska show, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at mustreadalaska.com. But without further ado, we have a very special guest today, Zach Kirkpatrick, who is a country musician, hopefully soon to be star here in Alaska. His music's on Spotify and pretty much everywhere you could probably get music. And we'll get to hear a little bit about his story and why he loves country music and what inspires him to write songs. So welcome to the Must Read Alaska show, Zach.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this will be fun. Talk to me about how you first started kind of having an interest in music. Take me back to that story. I'm sure there's a story there.
Oh, there's definitely, I think of two main things. One of them is not unlike what I've heard from a lot of artists, and that's like growing up singing in the pews of church. Grew up, in Christmas pageants, singing Silent Night in front of people. And that was just always kind of part. And then the second main thing is my mom is a music teacher in Juneau. So I was born and raised in Alaska, from Juneau originally. Now I live in Sitka. And we have a little bit of sun here too. So that's a rarity for us. But so she did what they call kinder music, which is like sit on your mom or dad's lap and like shake rattles. And she was also a piano nice. Teacher. And she's also a singer and performer, as are a lot of my family. So that would definitely be like the genesis of music for me. As far as the country awesome. Thing goes, my dad built homes, and like the sound of that good 90s country was just ringing, off the walls as he was building homes. And so I grew up with that.
So what made you first kind of, it's one thing to like playing music or playing at a church. What made you want to take the leap to actually putting your name out there and producing songs and putting them on Spotify? That's kind of can be a vulnerable thing for some folks.
I was actually, before I jumped on with you, I was thinking about that. And I remember writing a song in high school. So I started, like a lot of, maybe not a lot of kids, but for me, it was hard to take music from my mom because I thought I knew it all, right? And I didn't know it all by any stretch of the imagination. So she was like, that's fine. You can stop taking piano lessons, but you're going to go take another instrument. And I was like, all right, I'll do guitar. And so I took guitar lessons. And I quickly, writing has always been, math, science, not my strong suit, but writing. And I thought, I can combine these interests and write songs. And so I remember writing one in high school and got just good, family feedback, which you never know if family, you never know if that's just family being nice. But I would say the true time is during, so the Anchorage Daily News, in conjunction with some other entities up north, ran this virtual talent show. Actually, no, I'll back up. I wrote a song called Heroes Sometimes Cry. And it is about a soldier that is wounded and comes back. And it's like the interaction with his mom. And it was, I don't want to be too cheesy about this, but I remember sitting on my living room floor and that song just kind of poured onto the paper and the melody. And I thought, okay, but I feel pretty good about this song. And it almost felt like it was beyond me, maybe some kind of inspiration. And so the vulnerable moment that you talk about, I was like, okay, I'm going to stick this on Facebook, just my personal Facebook page, not Zach Kirkpatrick Music. And I remember uploading it and being like, all right, here it goes. And then
we're doing it.
I shouldn't have done this, but you just do this. You seek validation, right? You're like refreshing, looking to see if anyone likes it, which shouldn't matter, as an aside. But I remember it got, you know, people were sharing it and it got lots of shares and lots of views. And then there was a person that I kind of know in an ancillary way in my life. And she got on and her son had lost a leg in the Middle East, in some conflict. And she just wrote to me and was like, said she loved it. And she said, this is all true. And that was like, oh man, like, do I have the ability to write stuff that can like make a difference and resonate? So maybe that's the start.
Nice. I like that. So yeah. Tell me a little bit, you kind of alluded a little bit earlier to the fact of faith has played a role in your life. Does that play a role in how you make your music and come up with some of the lyrics and think through that process? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Where would I start on this? So as I got into sharing songs, and just, you know, which is, like you said, it can be a vulnerable thing of putting your thoughts on paper. I thought, you know, not every song I write is like based on, you know, some true story. I write a lot of just fictional tales, but faith is a big part of who I am. You know, I grew up in a really, I would say, healthy religious. Sometimes you hear people say like, I grew up in a religious household, and they're saying it like it's some kind of negative, like orthodox. For me, it was always a super healthy, you know, focus on forgiveness and hope. And so those things are a part of who I am. And when I write songs, even the ones that are maybe on the darker side or heavy subjects, a lot of them will have like a hopeful optimism at the end. Like I think about a song I wrote about a guy losing his wife from Alzheimer's. It's called Forget Me Not. And it's about the struggle and the hard times. And then at the end, the guy says, you know, with God, my sweet girl remembers again. So like, I've had moments in my life where I've thought, okay, I'm going to share this part of me. And I know maybe I'll even lose some followers over it. You know, because maybe they'll be like, oh, that's not me. And I'm by no means like a Christian artist, you know, in that genre. I wouldn't put myself there. But I thought if people in this world can share their many, many different lifestyles and thoughts, and I'm the first to say to each their own, you know, but then I can too. And so that is just, that faith is part of what I do on some songs.
Nice. How is it being an artist in Sitka, right? Because if you are an artist in LA or New York or, you know, some other big city, you could take an Uber and, you know, play 17 different coffee shops during the week. It's probably a little different in Sitka. Talk to me about some of those, you know, people are going to listen to this all over. They're going to listen to it really all over the world. They won't even know where Sitka is. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like being a country musician in Sitka.
Well, I can tell you what, there are definitely country music fans in all corners of the globe, and we have them here in Southeast Alaska too. I have definitely noticed that there's probably a bigger core of those true country fans as you get up north into the Matsu and places elsewhere in Alaska, but everywhere. And so, you know, shows are, it's expensive. There's a reason people live down south and have vans and drive tavern to tavern, pub to pub, show to show. But we get out, you know, probably, so last fall we opened for Todd Kearns. So Todd Kearns is a rocker. He's actually on tour with Slash right now. Nice. And they brought this show to Juneau. And I would say in my music, you know, it's country, but there's definitely there's some rock elements. There's some Southern rock. There's some like Appalachia kind of sound. And I was like, is that okay? Are we going to be okay open for this rock group? And they were like, yeah. So, but yeah, it's expensive. And I'm still, to be honest with you, the live show part, I've been focusing a lot on getting kind of my initial music out there. and having a lot more conversations recently about stringing together some live shows, maybe even up north, had some conversations.
Nice. So do you have any plans this summer to do any touring like you did last summer? If you know, are those already in the works or on books?
There is, I should have it out by now, but I don't have anything firmed up, but I would definitely say keep an eye on social media, Zach Kirkpatrick Music, ZAK, and there will definitely be some stuff.
Nice. Is there a community in Alaska of like people like yourself that are producing and making their own music that, you know, are maybe in a different situation because it is Alaska and we can't just go down the street in Seattle and hang out with 47 different artists? You know, it's all around Alaska. So is there a group of you that are kind of doing this, and is there a community there?
There are, well, maybe, you know, listeners or yourself will be familiar with like Blackwater Railroad. Those guys are awesome. They're up north and they play live extensively. And I think they're just recording some new stuff as well. They've been around for a long time and they're awesome. They're incredible. And yeah, I do know a few other songwriters, you know, that, so where I'm at, kind of backing up, is there's a new age of music, and that is that the market kind of just demands fresh content. So albums were like, classically, you're like, I'm building this album and I'm releasing this album. I'm still going to do that, but it's this waterfall effect of like singles to just kind of keep out in front. So I have 16 of them, I think, just released one last week. And I'm going to actually, I don't know that I've ever talked about this, so you heard it here first. I'm going to package that. That's what we want, right? You heard it here on Must Read. I'm going to package them into a debut album. And awesome. You will, you know, if you follow me, you will have heard most or all of it. But that way, then you're kind of like, here's the project, you know, not just the singles.
That's cool. So who's somebody that you've looked up to in terms of a musician or a person in your life that's kind of been a hero to you, and why?
Mm-hmm. There is such good. So, okay. People say like, oh, country music, man, I don't like country music. And then, you know, a lot of times they're thinking about like some real modern pop or like country rap, and they don't like that. And I'm like, right now there's this whole slew of really cool, you know, what I call country genre artists that are doing awesome things. So, you know, the Whiskey Myers is a band I really like. And some of these guys, I think, got most famous from that show Yellowstone, because they were like putting indie artists on this show that don't really get the love from radio stations as far as mainstream plays. But as far as songwriting, okay, so my grandpa would always talk to me about the outlaws of country music growing up. So Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. I love those guys' sound. I love the songwriting. Yeah, I just gravitate towards story songs, it seems. I don't have a lot of like big stadium anthems where you're shouting the same line like over and over again. I've got nothing against that. In fact, probably I should add a few of those to my repertoire. But definitely story writing or storytelling, songwriting is my thing.
Nice. What kind of advice would you give to, you know, let's say there's a musician listening to this where they just have never had maybe the confidence to put their stuff out there. They don't know, you know, they don't know, take that final step. What kind of advice would you give folks that are listening in that are thinking, man, this guy sounds awesome. He got 16 singles and, you know, he's doing cool stuff.
Yeah. So
you know,
I'd be
remiss. It's just hard to start, you know, sometimes.
Oh gosh. There's never been, in my opinion, a better time to start. And that's because of two things. So I would say, even if you're like, man, I've been interested in playing guitar, gosh, the like YouTube teachers and stuff that are out there, there's never been a better time to start. But then for those that are further along and maybe have some of their own original stuff, this is what I do. I was fortunate to cross paths with a producer, and his name is Chance McCoy. And then I've worked with some other great producers too, Austin Moorhead, and they'll work distance with me. So I'm not a banjo player, but you can work with session musicians and producers and say, this is my song. These are my ideas. These are the melodies. I'm going to do harmony. I'm going to do vocals. In some cases, I'm going to do guitars, but I want fiddle. And you can package that stuff in this day and age. And so there's never been a better time. It can get expensive, but labor of love.
Yeah, if it's what you like to do, then it's worth spending some money on.
I'll ask my wife later if she agrees with that.
So what's next for you? What's your big, what are your hopes and dreams as it relates to your musical career?
That's a great question. So I'm first and foremost, I'm a family guy. I've got several boys, young kids, and married. And so, you know, really, really the way that you really try to go out and make it in a traditional sense is to hit the road. I definitely have plans on going out and doing shows. But that's something that within myself, I'm kind of, you know, thinking about just the path that I want to take. And so I love what I've been doing in producing this music for the world to hear, and hopefully with some catchy tunes and also some good messages in there. And I'll start playing more regionally, especially now that I've got this debut album that's going to be here within, you know, probably a few months. And yeah, try to get up north a little bit, because I know I've had some really great growing following of people, you know, a lot of Alaskans, which I think is awesome, because I would love to be seen as you know, that like Alaskan country artist guy. That'd be cool if I can kind of get to where my name's out there in that way. But even if it doesn't, right, this art, even if that doesn't happen, there is just the one or two people that you're writing songs and making a difference. Awesome.
Do you see yourself this summer leaving Sitka to go to Anchorage in the Valley, maybe Kenai, or are you going to keep it South Central?
Yeah, no, we're kind of looking right now and having some conversations with a few places, a few people. And so, yeah, I hope to. It'd be awesome.
Can people do like, let's say somebody wanted to do like a, I don't know, a little get together at their house with a handful of people. Do you do like home kind of concerts? Can people hire you to come to an event? Tell us about how that works if you are open to that, and where they can find all your stuff at.
No, absolutely. We're kind of the beautiful thing about being an indie artist, as they say, is that you control your own music. You own the full rights of not just the writing, but the recordings. And I can kind of control my own destiny on everything. So I'm open to any opportunity like that. So again, probably the best way is just through social media. Instagram is kind of where I focus. It's Zach Kirkpatrick Music.
So. Folks, I really want to encourage you. I'm going to put all Zach's Spotify and all those kinds of details in the podcast description. Go to Spotify, download the music. Zach is just an awesome person and a good country musician here from Alaska, and somebody who we need to support. So, Zach, do you have any last minute thoughts here before we head off? Floor is yours.
Hey, thank you. You're awesome. Thanks for helping me out with your platform and great show to give me a little bit of exposure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, folks listening in, if you want to help keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska, just go to mustreadalaska.com. If you want to sponsor the Must Read Alaska show, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at mustreadalaska.com. And Zach, we wish you nothing but success here from Must Read Alaska. And until next time, I'm John Quick from somewhere in Alaska. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you.